Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, yesterday's broadcast, I started sharing some news about Camp BIMI or Camp BIMI. We just finished the second week, and it's a great time around here, but it's not easy for those who come to our, for those of us who are involved in teaching. For me, it's being here at 6:15 in the morning and not going home to 10 at night. So why would we do something like that? Well, it's a camp for those 16 years and older who are interested in missions. But today I want to illustrate, and you'll catch on right away, why we do this. And let me share the testimony of Isaac and Savannah Bohack, who are currently BIMI missionaries headed to Guatemala. And they share this story, Guatemala, here we come, and how Camp BIMI helped us on our way. My wife and I are currently raising support, traveling to churches, and building up prayer and support teams to serve as missionaries in Guatemala, Central America. But our story doesn't start with volcanoes and tropical jungles and 19 million Spanish-speaking people that God has put on our hearts. It's really a story of how God prepared us step by step, and the training we received at Camp BIMI is a big part of that. In fact, Camp BIMI is unlike anything else we ever experienced. And it's safe to say that anyone seriously considering missions should prayerfully look into attending. For me, it started when the Lord worked in my heart as a 13-year-old boy and called me to be a missionary, and from that moment, I started taking steps to grow in the decision I made. My parents encouraged me to attend Camp BIMI, and I'm truly thankful they did. And aside from taking mission trips, Camp BIMI has been one of the most fruitful and challenging weeks of my life. It opens your eyes to what missions really is and how each of us fits into God's mission for reaching the world. Those who attend will be encouraged by what missionaries have accomplished, but also challenged by what still needs to be done. My wife surrendered to missions while taking a missions class in Bible college. Her parents were former BIMI church planters in Elk Ridge, Maryland, and she was just a young girl when her family partnered with BIMI. And coming back to Camp BIMI as an adult was especially meaningful to her because she could see firsthand the investment BIMI had made in her family and the lasting impact on that partnership. It opens your eyes to what missions really is. Well, I've had the privilege of attending all three training weeks of Camp BIMI, each year built on the last, giving insightful instructions on both a practical walk with the Lord and the nuts and bolts of missions. Each of the directors and their wives are experienced missionaries who truly seen it all. They're genuine in their love for the Lord and for others, and I'm thankful for the personal relationship I've been able to develop with each of them. My wife and I also really value the quiet time each morning for devotions. These specially designed lessons focus on the will of God and helped us keep our hearts centered on His leading throughout the week. In the busyness of everyday life, true quiet time can be difficult to find. The BIMI campus provides a beautiful, secluded, and genuinely quiet environment that helped us to slow down and listen. In that morning time, tuned our hearts and minds to what God was teaching us. I encourage you to consider what God is doing in your life and how He may be leading you into missions. Prayerfully consider a week of Camp BIMI.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.